Testivity Audio Course, Series 63, Module 4, Registration of Securities.
Much like the registration requirements of business entities and individuals selling securities, the securities themselves must be registered. A security may be registered by coordination, filing, or qualification. A security is eligible for registration by coordination if the issuer files for registration with the SEC pursuant to the requirements of the Securities Act of 1933 and provides duplicate copies of the registration statement to the state securities administrator of each state where the security will be offered for sale. Registration at the state level becomes effective concurrently with the federal registration. Generally, securities are registered by coordination if they will trade on national exchanges or in the over-the-counter market. Registration by filing is the easiest way to register a security. It is also the most restrictive. Registration by filing is intended for established, publicly traded companies offering additional securities to the public. To be eligible to register securities by filing, the issuer must have at least one class of outstanding securities that are trading above $5 per share and have been publicly traded for at least 36 consecutive months. The process entails submitting an application for registration to the SEC, outlining the general character and description of the security to be offered. Unless a stop order is in effect, the registration will become effective and the security will be cleared for sale at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the second full business day after application for registration has been filed. Registration by filing is also known as registration by notification. Registration by qualification is the method typically used to register small intrastate offerings. The process entails filing whatever documentation the administrator requires, which varies from state to state and can be situation-specific at the discretion of the administrator. Typically, the administrator will require a registration statement, payment of fees, and appropriate disclosures of net worth, structure of business, experience of the corporate officers, etc. The administrator offers no opinion of the applicant organization's merits as an investment. However, if after reviewing all pertinent facts, the administrator concludes that it would not be in the public's best interest to invest in the applicant organization, registration of its securities will be denied. If cleared, the registration will become effective when the administrator so orders. Regardless of how securities are registered, the registration is effective for 12 months following the effective date. If the securities have not been distributed within 12 months, the registration will be extended until they can be distributed. Shelf registration is a term used when referring to securities not distributed during the initial 12 months, which have received an extension of registration. To ensure a security's registration is not suspended or revoked, the organization issuing the security must submit annual financial statements and any other required reports to the appropriate regulatory authority each year that the security is outstanding.